Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17s of the hour. 16 years ago this week, we met a young man named Ramon Ray. He dazzled us with his brilliance and his energy and his knowledge, and he just keeps getting smarter and smarter, and he's been continuing to hang out with us all these years, 16 years now. Happy anniversary, Ramon. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, man. It's so good to be here. Keep working with you all and your team and your community, so thank you so, so much.
So, the gift, by the way, for our 16th anniversary is an email, which we sent you yesterday, so I hope you enjoyed your gift.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you,
thank
sir.
You for 16 great years,
that.
Ramon. So we're talking about, you went to a photographer's convention recently, and they impressed upon you, listening to them talk and hearing them and seeing how they operate their business, how they were stratifying themselves, right? Somebody's a baby photographer. Right. Somebody else is a pet photographer. Somebody else is a wedding photographer. Somebody else is only a wedding photographer for people, you know, who are over a certain age, whatever. But
yep.
Niches, as you say, they have niches. That's an important thing as you evolve your business, as your business grows, you'll find that you're interested in and good at certain things, and you and I both know that that's good to focus on those things as long as you can make a living in your market by being focused on niches, right?
It's so important, and I think that, you know, I talk about this in my latest book, Celebrity CEO, where I talk about, and you mentioned the word, Jim, personal branding, and I think you can't do it at first, as you said, but I think as you grow, as you evolve, you have to narrow it down and become expert in that. But I think there's a solution you have, Jim, that to expand that beyond just what you do.
No, that's no question about it. And one of the things, as we talk about niches, as we encourage you to focus – while giving a nod to the fact that as you're developing your brand, you may have to not focus for a little while till you get
right.
enough, till you get a certain critical mass. But at the same time, if a customer comes to you with a certain assignment that's not your wheelhouse, don't say, "I'm sorry, I don't do that." Say to them, "You know what? I'll handle that for you," and then go find somebody to come in and do it. And that way, you never really. You continue to become the go-to person that's trusted that customer comes to. I mean, I have people call me all the time after all these years, Ramon, and ask me about things that are completely unrelated to me, but they know I probably know somebody who can help them. I like
and they're
those
doing
phone
that
calls.
Because. Yeah, and they're doing that because you know somebody, as we talked offline, because they trust you. And I think sometimes, Jim, we forget what business we're in. Yes, I know, for example, in my case, I'm a speaker, as it were, or other things that I do. But after I build a relationship, let's say with Jim, he trusts me. He knows I'm not going to screw it up. He knows that he likes me, right? And so he may say, "Ramon, by the way, can you help me do something else too?" Mm-hmm. Not because he thinks I can do it, but he trusts me to get it done. So I think, as you said, Jim, either A, building relationships with another company, that's powerful. I have a lot of peering relationships. And two, even, maybe you hire somebody, even as a freelancer, who can be on your team. Mm-hmm. They have the expertise, but you can work with them to deliver the service for the customer. And then you won't disappoint. You get more profits. We grow. Everybody's happy. And then you come on the Jim Blasingame Show and share about it. Done.
I've got a construction project going on right now. And there are several elements of this job that require similar skills, but they're a little bit different.
Right.
And several of these subcontractors, when we ask them about, you know, to estimate the job, they will say, "Now this is what we do, but this is what we don't do that, but we'll handle that for you. We have a subcontractor we work with, and they've said to us, we'll make sure that the job is done to our standards, the ones you called me for,
right?
Even though I won't do that work." And they roped it all in and put it all together and gave us one price. And then you could even meet with that person, that other person doing the other job. I mean, this is an important thing, because the more digital we have, Nesbitt taught us this, right? The more digital we have, the more trust we will require.
Wow, that's powerful. And Jim, as smaller businesses especially, we can't do everything, nor should we do everything, and we don't want to do everything. But as you said, through partnerships, through relationships, we can still scale our businesses and work. And I think it's interesting, like your contractor said, since the customer's coming to you because they trust you, make sure you keep that trust going and make sure you know very clearly who you're working with. Because the last thing you want is to work with somebody else as well who then tarnishes your name or screws it up or doesn't follow the processes that you've established, then that's bad. But I think if you can work with somebody you trust, they can grow with you, you're good to go, and that's how you grow a business.
I want to give you a little tip, folks, that I use for years, Ramon, that drops the shields like they just drop out of the sky, the barriers, the walls that people put up. They drop like stones. When you say to people, and you have to be able to say this with conviction. I will do my best to help you, but I will tell you this: if I'm not the right person to do this, I'll tell you, and I probably know somebody who is. It's amazing how the shields drop when you talk to people like that.
That is powerful. You mind if I use that, Jim?
You can, but you got to deliver on it. You got to be able to do it. You got to say it and mean it.
No, for sure. And I think what I like about that, Jim, I think one reason it's powerful is because I don't know if you found this, but I found sometimes if I've said that, and I have used it before a few times, is that people then adapt what they want still to get you all the time they can't.
That's right. It's amazing. And we're not being manipulative here, folks. It's just how it works. Tintail, right back with Ramon Ray. Ramon, I need your website quickly, please.
SmartHustle.com.
SmartHustle.com. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.